views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now.
I'm so happy to have you guys here this week. You know, I can't believe we're already heading into September, which signals a huge time for people of change and transition, kids back to school. You start to look at habits, right? When you get close to the end of August, people say summer's over, even though we still have another, you know, month or two, and kids back to school. And it just signals all these habits that we have been in, and we get used to being in on autopilot, especially when it comes to different, you know, days and things going on. No different than how you get up in the morning. And what do? You get up, you might get your tea. Maggie's going to join us if you're on the Facebook Live. You also, you know, you just get everything in routine, 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 and then you get complacent. So people ask me a lot, why did I become known as a body whisperer? Because being born really sick with a lot of illnesses, I did restore and repair my whole body 100% energetically. And it's why I work with people like you. And I love to do this show because it's actually not as easy as everyone says, because you have to create new habits. You have to be willing to create new habits. You have to get willing to look at belief systems. And then it becomes a way of life. So life becomes very good. And I want to impart that for everybody listening. It becomes very good, but you have to be willing to move through your fears and change, and be willing to create change, meaning be willing to move if that's what's required, or willing to change your friends if that's what's required. And when you go through that, a lot of times when it's body healing and body restoring, and when my body started to repair and I'd wake up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have that illness anymore. I don't have that sickness, or I'm not in excruciating pain, because for the first 32 years of my life, I had a damaged nerve system. I was in so much pain that I literally wanted to cut my head off every day. Like, and don't try to tell someone that manage. If you can relate, you know. And when I started to wake up, I'm like, oh my gosh, my arms don't shake. My eyes don't shake. My head doesn't shake. To not have that pain was such a blessing. Such a blessing. It was wonderful. And it was wonderful to restore all the other things going on in my system. However, I needed to really change my environment, because I also realized that my body would really start to shake when it got really stressed or overstressed or felt like it was in a stressful environment. And it was through changing the environment and making different choices and really having to understand, why was my body on overload? Why was my body constantly stressed? And as you uncouple friends or you move locations, think about it. Like, it's not easy. So I kind of always find it interesting in the energy world, and people say, well, Tracy, that's not quite as positive. What's really positive about it is, as you go through it, it's amazing on the other side. While you're going through it, this is why I've created the TLC community the way I have, because I know what it's like to go alone. And while you're going through it, it can be challenging, right? To not have anyone there to understand you, or you're doing something different. You might be doing something outside of what, you know, maybe you grew up with in the church or your family environment. And, you know, if you're like me, then they're saying, that's crazy. Why would you look at that stuff? Even though there's a lot of science behind what I do, what a lot of people do in this space. And the gifts just keep getting stronger and stronger of how we work and move energy the more you do it each and every day. So I want to remind all of you that as we're changing in this global world, this change is going to bring up a lot of different fears, because it's just an unknown, right? Your body is so used to being in a habit. It's used to banking the way you've been banking. And even let's look at banking for one. You know, if you look at in the past, right, there was, people would barter, and then they would have, you know, silver and gold, and they carried in their little pockets, like when you watch Robin Hood. And then you would have, you know, paper money and then digital money. And every time there was a transition, there was a huge group of the world with resistance to it because it was foreign. You just didn't know it. So I hope that's an easy example for you to understand. So if you go in your world and you're like, the world is changing right now at such a speedy rate. We're going to see things in technology and, you know, the way our systems work like we've never seen before. But it's a time to embrace that. And it's a real time to understand that when you work on yourself energetically, it is a way of life. So people are always surprised when they hear me say that I work on myself every day. I look at myself every day and I say, oh, you know, it's not like it's deep, deep like that, but things come up. And when you're constantly just looking at it and you're letting it go, you're using the one simple tool that's on my YouTube. If you haven't seen it, thank you, God, reset, let go. It goes into the hard drive. It deletes a little bit of that stress out of the body and allows you to reframe what you're looking at. And I just want to thank that hand of God for everyone listening. You say universe or divine energy of love, of, you know, removing where maybe you've got on autopilot in your life. And when you get on autopilot, things stay stuck. And then when things stay stuck, your energy body gets full. It's too full. So as you're looking at the world and you're looking at things shifting and changing, stay in your space of understanding that this change and shift is really good. And when you're going through a change and shift, it's really, really good. And that we do need to dismantle the old to bring in the new. And that's that part. We don't hear in energy world. We just hear that, oh, it's great. I manifested, you know, $1 million or I manifested my new job. And we want that for you. And we see that a lot in our community. However, what I do notice is that piece gets left out, but we need to talk about it and we must talk about it because that's where it's not comfortable. And I know when I went through my own journey, if you can relate, when you're doing something different, it can be uncomfortable. You can have pushback from family and friends. And how do you deal with that? How do you keep moving through that? How do you become the calm, you know, when you feel like there's a storm around you? And that's why I created the TLC Community of Extraordinary Living, is because you have to have that support going through that and also the support going through your change and transition and seeing the beauty that you're coming into more of who you are. You're coming into this expansion. So the planet and the universe and the galaxies, they're all expanding more into what they are and how they represent each other as they connect. And we live on Earth, so we're all connected, as you know. So we're expanding more of who we are, how we connect, how we communicate with people, how we love each other and can help each other through love and support and kindness and encouragement, you know, rather than being stuck in the news or negativity. Or I am always still, and now nowadays I'm still amazed that the news only reports what's negative rather than saying, you know what, like, this is great if the market's corrected because now we have opportunity for this, or this person went out and helped their way and helped open the door, or they saved a kid's life, or, you know, that's why I like also the Good News Network. But there's some places here, Transformation Talk Radio, you can go and get beautiful things to fill your being with, because when you hear this information, you get to fill your being with good things, which in turn will make you feel good things. And when you feel good things, that's when that transformation comes. But again, it's in little bits and stages. So I want to encourage you, check out our website, tracyhaleclark.com. You know, the effortless realm, I'm going to talk about it quickly because I love it. And if you're a Transformation Talk Radio listener, you actually get a special. It's on the page. You get $10 off a month. It's like $30 a month. But every Monday, I give you a clearing exercise and I walk you through it. You do that exercise. Preferably, we like it in the day and the night, so twice a day. It's 10 minutes. If you can't take 10 minutes to change your life, trust me, I had to take more than 10 minutes. I had to take hours every day because I was a real mess up. I had so many things wrong in my world, beyond hell. So I get it, but 10 minutes a day is nothing. You'll take 10 minutes a day to gossip about somebody, or 10 minutes a day on your phone scrolling through YouTube or listening to things that are doing nothing. You'll take people. I learned when I was doing a lecture with someone the other day, I learned that, and I didn't know this, people watch 5 to 6 hours of TV a day. So take 10 minutes. It's 11:11. If that's not angel God time, I don't know what is. But take 10 minutes a day and listen to that clearing. So what it is, you listen to it in the morning, you listen to it at night. The following week, we will give you another one. I do another one for you. You get the video, you keep it, and you do it again. What it'll do is start to re-pattern your habits. So your habits on how you connect to your physical body, what you believe to your physical body, and what I'm doing, they're not always the same. They're not always connected to just body or finances. They can go financial 1 week, body 1 week. It could be self-love 1 week. It can be career 1 week, because we sort of jar the system a little bit, right? To make sure it's kind of like if you're a faster, you know, you can't fast the same way every day. The body's going to not give you the result you want. You mix up how you fast and then the body gets a different result. So that's what I do, is I help you create that habit so the body can get a different result and then you're more present. And then you get inspired for that creative idea that we hear all the time, or all of a sudden what happens is you're like, oh my gosh, my money is changing, or I handled that situation so well and normally I'd fly off the handle. So I help you create that, and then you have a global online call. So we spend 90 minutes moving and shifting in the energy and answering your questions. And I created that environment because I knew how hard it was to go alone. I knew how hard it was to create the habit. I knew how hard it was to uncouple everything I had learned, because I realized what I learned was all wrong and it didn't work for me and it wasn't restoring my body. I was given no more hope. I went to a million experts and they said, sorry, we can't help you anymore. So, but I realized that, and that's why I'm here every week with you. That's why I love to shift you guys when you call in. That's why we want to continue to create the community and grow the community however you come through, but to make sure that you can unlearn what you've already learned. So imagine, just sit there for a minute and look at your body, look at your life and say, how did I learn all of this? What was I taught? What was working for me? What didn't I take? So your knowledge is great and you need to continue to have knowledge. But also during these shifts, you have to take action. You have to move. You can have all the knowledge if you want. I know people that are PhDs and, you know, they have a lot of knowledge, but I'll ask them simple questions and they can't answer it. And they can't answer it because they're like, well, I got to go reference my book. How about let's reference how you feel? Let's see how you feel and take action and do something different. And they're very well educated. And they'll say to me, Tracy, I don't know how to make a decision in my life because they're stuck in a way of being. So you can have a lot of knowledge, but if you're not using it and changing and making actions and understanding how to shift the energy out of your body, it just accumulates. And then all of a sudden you just look like a tea kettle that's on fire all the time because you're constantly blowing up because the energy's bubbling out. And unfortunately, that's where illness and disease comes into the family and into your life. And it happens. And there's a lot of other factors there obviously as well, pollutions of food and stuff, but there's ways energetically that you can do it. I'm definitely proof. And if you want to take that energy and think that kind of go to taking that and really knowing that you can do it, check out the Effortless Room, because it's a great way to stick your toe in and learn some new habits and some new way. People spend that on coffee in a day. I have people that tell me that, I don't know, I don't go to those coffee shops because I don't drink coffee. I'm like, whoa, $7-$8 for coffee a day. But you know, you think you can get like, you can shift your whole life for literally under $30 if you do the work. So you got to show up though. That's the key. So thank you for showing up and being here. Now, I think, Carter, you said we're going to get to some calls and shift your questions. So also, while we're shifting, for new listeners, welcome. For older listeners, thank you for coming back. And you can also catch us on so many areas. So remember, iTunes, Spotify, Facebook, don't forget. While I'm shifting energy for someone's question, this is one of the keys that people don't realize. They say, well, that question doesn't pertain to me. It does pertain to you because you're here and you're listening. So while you're listening, feel what resonates with what they're saying. If it's not resonating for specifically in any area of your life of what they're asking for, what you start to do is just, you know, really tune in to your heart space, your frequency, smile into that energy always because it does uplift it, and really have your intention. What is it while I'm shifting that you would like that energy to pick up to shift for you? So what is it that I'm shifting that you would like that shift to shift for you, so you can start to feel it and feel it in your body? And so when you feel it in your body, you'll be like, oh my gosh, look at how much is changing. And when you have that first feeling or you have that experience where something's no longer in your life or in your body, it's amazing, because that's the anchor point you want to go back to when you feel like you've gotten off track or you feel stressed. Go back to where you felt the shift. Go back to where you're in tune with yourself. And even if it's that one moment, that might be the one moment you have to carry forward with you while you're shifting other things in your life. So take all of that information. It's a lot. And I want to thank Dana God of just downloading it into your body so you can be strong to hearing him. All right, Carter, let's get to Malin.
All right, Malin from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Carter. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Malin.
Hey, Tracy. So here's my question for today. Fasting, I was good with it a couple weeks ago, and then the last week, it's like, give me food. I cannot fast. There's not enough food in front of me because I will eat it all. And I'm like, where is this all coming from? I know the weather's changing, but this is not normal.
No, it's not actually. You look like your body fast forward. This does happen at the end of August for listeners. This is a great question. And this is why I get chills. Okay, because of the environment, and we're in the same place. So yes, weather is changing and it changed quite quickly. Your body actually did jump into hibernation mode a little bit too early. So, you know, when the last couple of days in the morning, we're in the Toronto area for listeners, it felt really like fall, like you needed that coat, right? So, and I actually noticed it myself. I had to pull myself out, and we're all pretty connected. So you actually jumped into hibernation mode. So hibernation mode signals to the body, winter's coming, you're like the bear. You got to stock up and you got to get in there and get that food in because it's hibernation mode. So just hold on to that for a minute. I'm going to pull you out of the hibernation mode. The other thing that you actually picked up was this is a week, this week and next week, with kids getting back to school, there's an energy of a heightened level of stress that's actually in the air. You can feel it. And so I'll just align you to that a little bit better, if that's okay.
Thank you. Oh, more than okay.
Yeah. So that stress also, so you have two things going on, body thinking that we're going into winter earlier than we are, and we're going to pull that out. I'm still asking for some supernatural space to get a little bit more heat in September and October. And so we'll pull you out of hibernation. And then where you're just feeling, I'll just unplug you a little bit from that collective space. So this is where it's good to sort of say to your bodies when seasons change, and I'll adjust everybody to the seasons changing because body will want to respond very differently, but also to understand what is this? So what is right now going on maybe outside of me? And it's like, oh, kids are going back to school. You can sense that people are nervous. They're getting into their routine. So it's like the stress goes up a little bit. And then that's where you can think that kind of go to pulling yourself literally like out of that environment. So I always say it's like a cord coming from your solar plexus. If it was your microphone, you plugged it into somebody else, like a USB, right? So we unplug the USB and make sure you plug it back up into the pure source God consciousness. So I'll remove you from there. Now, what was your fasting? What's the fasting routine that you like? Let me just make sure there's no issues with that. So what do you like to do? The 12, 16 hours or 18 or 24?
I like the 16, but what I find is at times in the evening, I'm not hungry. But in the when I wake up in the morning, it's like, give me all the food. But I like it when my body, go the morning, wake up, I don't eat the food, and I feel fantastic, as opposed to do it in the evening.
Yes. Okay, so we'll adjust your body to the actual hours of the fasting. So there is a little bit of where the body is kind of a little resistant. So I'll remove the accumulation of the resistance. And then, like you might have heard me say on the intro, I brought to about fasting, how we're going to mix it up a little bit. So it actually looks like if you throw, you know, 2 days in there, energetically, it looks good if you throw 2 days in there where it's just normal. Like you could just get up and if you want to eat, you want to eat. If you don't. So don't pick the days. Don't pick the days. Like if you say, so make it, we got to flow it with the energy. So if you say tomorrow you woke up and you'd fasted the last couple of days and you're like, oh, I want to eat today. Make that your eat day. Make that your day. That's the non-fast day. And then the next day you can go into the fast day and then just wait till the next one. So ideally in a week, pick 2 days where it just looks like you can just go that way, because there's also with the fasting, there's part of the body that's accelerating really quickly right now energetically. So you are burning a little bit more fuel than normal, which that's why you're feeling more hungry on some of those days, and other days you're okay. So let's reset you to fasting. But your body likes it. Like, you can really see the clarity, mental clarity, body, like it's feeling more free. It's already energetically a lot lighter. So if you were looking for weight loss with that, you'll start to see that happen actually very quickly, because energetically you've actually shifted, because you can see the difference, like about a size. So we got to make sure that we don't go too much. So I'll just adjust this for you. And I'm going to remove an accumulation for people listening to around the words diet and exercise and all that. I'm going to get rid of all that out of the field. So that's the misinformation, guys, that you pick up and misinterpret it around how your body functions, how it wants to function. Oh, there we go. Oh, see, we burp. I always burp when I clean up energy for people. Here it goes.
Thank you.
You're a burper too, I know. So here it goes. How does that feel now when you tune into your body, of having a little bit more of the flexibility and following the lead of your body a little bit more with the restriction gone?
It feels better. And I know it's just like I'm getting full enjoyment, and that's what I want. It's enjoyment of my food when I do put it, as opposed to now it's just like I'm eating food that I would never eat. And I'm like, this is not normal. Yeah. So it's perfect that we just got rid of it. Thank you.
Yeah, you should find right away that your body will actually start to jump back quite quickly. So that's kind of also too, don't beat yourself up. Sometimes it's like that one step forward and you feel like you took a step or two back, but you didn't actually. Mm-hmm. The body was just re-regulating because it had a program around other areas in your life where you felt restricted. So even though you like eating this, that program where you felt restricted in areas of your life before that have been actually, they're leaving your body now, that restriction just kind of came into your food. So it was just sort of, that's how it showed up, even though, so does that make sense? Where areas where you felt restricted in your life before?
Yeah.
And you're moving into a period of more freedom, right?
Perfect.
Thank you. So that's why that's happening. How? I love how that feels. So I'm going to take some of that energy some more because it feels so good.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you. Have a good day. Let me know how you're doing.
Thank
all right.
You. Bye, sweetheart. Well, take care. Bye-bye.
We have Madura on the line, right, Carter?
Yep. Madura from Calgary. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Madura. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. What's your question?
First of all, thank you for everything you do, because without you, I probably would be in a way worse situation than I ever thought
you're
possible.
So sweet. So hey, you do the work, and you know that it's not always easy, like I was saying at the top of the hour, to uncouple the things we've learned. You can feel a little bit shaky, and it's not great. And so we want to make sure you feel supported during that, because oh, heck knows I did it alone and it wasn't fun. So we want to make sure that you can keep unfolding and get through that, because then it gets way better, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So my question for you today is, I've applied to some different roles.
Yeah.
Some that I'd be working for other people, as well as some that I will be. There's a crowd-funded program through ATB that I've applied to. So I'm wondering if I'm in alignment with that, or if it's not kind of the best opportunity for me.
You're in alignment, but there's a lot of resistance, which is coming up, which is interesting. We just cleared a lot of resistance in the previous color. So there's a lot of resistance that's still coming up in the field of transitioning from, you know, where you love and what you're doing now and all that area as you're building your business and space into working with other people. So as long as it's got some flexibility, it's easy for me to actually align you very quickly to work with other people and in those work environments. If there's not flexibility, then you tend to, your energy will pull back because it doesn't want to go into an environment that doesn't allow you to continue to build your own business. And anybody listening, this is very normal. Like when I built my business, I was still doing, so I would find investors for projects. That's what I did for a lot of times in finances. And I would still actually do certain projects, right, and fund them while I was building my business, because when I first came in into the first first year or two, people are like, what, who are you? Like, it doesn't all for everybody just work out where, you know, you hear these people online and they're like, oh, I opened my business yesterday and now I make $1 million. I'm always very skeptical when I look at the energy of that because I'm like, not true. So there's also this space where we have to be very honest with ourselves. And that's what you're doing right now, is your business has a lot of legs and it's going, you're getting the word out. And I want to strengthen that a little bit more, people and how you react with your money and your business and the people, and just really know that you're to keep going. Like, that is your place. So we need to create the other side while you're bridging it to be really in alignment. Thank you, God, for flexibility so you can do both. And if I put you in to do both, then your energy seems a lot more uplifted. You even become like more, they show you like more organized. You're more attentive with your children because you're more attentive with your time. Like, you're a great mom. I'm not saying that, but I mean, like, you can just see, you just sort of fall into this beautiful alignment of the way you have everything organized, not in a bad way. You have flexibility, but it flows better. How does it feel when I say that?
Yeah, it feels good. Cause this, I think I'm really leaning towards the crowdfunding program because it helps.
Yes.
It's helping small businesses. And there's tons of people who've applied for this because they have cohorts.
Yeah.
So that's the one that I really want because it's, I don't have to pay anything. It's fully crowdfunded and it helps business owners and it gets me out. So that's the one that I'm like hoping.
So let's align it and feel, what does it feel like when I say it's already done? Feel it, like literally go into your body. Anybody that's looking for a change, you can do this with me. Feel it when you say it's already done.
I'm excited, but there's that nervous excitement kind of right around the stomach area.
And a little bit of doubt in there. So let me clean that out. I'm going to increase. We're going to highlight you. And then we're going to start to move it, that you actually move to the top of the space to see the blessing that it is for you. How does that feel?
Awesome.
Awesome. All right. Go take that and let me know how it goes. Okay.
We have a lot of people. Thank you so much,
Tracy. Thank you. Thank you, Madera. You know, we have a lot of people who, I got notes on my Instagram. Thank you, from people telling me that they got their jobs and they got the news. So, you know, take that energy. And like I said, already done is an old teaching, but you want to feel it. So we're going to come back right after the break. Check us out, TracyLClark.com, and check out the Effortless Realm promo for all of you amazing listeners here at Transformation Talk Radio. See you back in a few minutes.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place When Claire Candy walked out of her body, an angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back. I am so excited you guys are here. I love shifting the energy with you each and every week because that's what it's about, right? That's how we become very strong in our new space. But again, I know it can be a little bit scary and it can be a little bit strange if you don't understand what the heck we're talking about, right? It's like, what is that energy stuff? What is she talking about? And I know if you're a regular listener on Transformation Talk Radio, you'll get it because you'll hear all the positive stuff that's happening on the world. But if you're new, just stay with it. Stay with us and understand, because I'm like you. When I first came into this space and I didn't have that choice, I was like, that's crazy. What are they talking about? What's happening? But I learned to really get down to the practical side very quickly, and that's what we like to shift for you. So we have some extra callers on the line, so we want to make sure we answer your questions and shift each and every one of you. So just a reminder, stay in your intention of what you'd like to have shifted. All right, could we have Laura on the line?
Yep, Laura from Oakville. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Laura. How can we help you today?
Well, I just want to say thank you for the being part of the Miraculous Realm, because I'm not doing it alone, and it feels really good because I don't think I'd be as far as I am.
Yeah.
But I think I've had a lot of new thrown at me the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I've lost my voice, and I feel sick,
yeah.
And I'm tired.
Yeah.
So I'm sick and tired, basically.
Yeah, your body is sick and tired of the situation that you were actually in over and over, and you kept putting the body in there and extending. One of the things for you that I would actually like to open and see is to, you've done amazing with your boundaries, but I want to increase your boundaries. Like, enough is enough. I'm not able to do this anymore. I can't function like this. So you've gotten really good, but now we're going to take you to another level, okay? Because when we go to another level, that's when we start to see that change unfold for you. So we want to know that the body is definitely, your immune system is only showing energetically right now, working about 30%. And that's why your voice is shutting down, because the body's screaming that I really need a rest. And so let's start to actually reset that immune system, expand it, expand the boundaries that you do have. And you're right, with the work you have done by working with us every day in the Miraculous Realm, in that program, it's really done well. You can see your foundation has changed. You can see your habits are changing. Now you're ready to go through another breakthrough. And that's why the body wants to take you down for a little bit to rest, to regenerate, to recuperate. And then you're actually going to come out. It's like, it shows you like a snake shedding the skin, like you're ready for a new kind of rebirth. So let's increase the immunity. How does that feel when I say that? How do you feel now?
Well, my voice came back a little better.
Coming back, yeah, and strengthened. Yep.
Yeah, I feel the strength. Like I'm standing, so I felt the energy come through me and grounding.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Healing.
It's changing. Yeah. A lot more. And we're going to just expand, but I'm going to ask and increase the body to have a new awareness of opening the lymph ducts, the lymph nodes, the lymph channels. So everything can start to flow through the body a little bit more effortlessly, and we'll increase oxygen in the body as well for the repair. But it definitely wants to have a rest while it recalibrates. So it's really letting go of the last couple of weeks. It didn't serve you as well. And then saying, no, this is what I can do. This is what I can't do. There's still resistance when I put that in your field, though, when I have you say, what does it look like if you say I can do this or I can't do that? So basically what's coming up is still wanting to do a little bit of people pleasing, even though you're getting way better on it. but then taking all the energies that aren't yours. So I'm going to pull those out. We're going to go through the heart. We're going to go, and then we're going to go expand the heart chakra. And I'm going to pull it all the way down the back of the spine, and we'll pull it out the root. So we'll open the root chakra a little bit more for everybody. You'll like this. You might feel a little pinch in your tailbone or a little pressure in your tailbone because it's just actually releasing the root causes as well that got the body to back up. Sometimes having sicknesses like this is not a bad thing because it really makes us feel where we can recalibrate. Like I always say, flus and colds are the number one area where the body's like, okay, take a break, take a rest. And I'll tell you everybody too, energetically right now, as we switch into the new season, if you're used to being in the sun, this is the week where the body kind of recalibrates energetically. That's why you hear a lot of medical people say to take vitamin D, liquid vitamin D. People get sick in the with flus and colds this time of year, especially heading into September, not because all the kids went back to school, but because the stress levels are high, the sun rays have changed. And so all of a sudden the body starts to change and becomes resistant to what this transition is. So there is truth. When they tell you to take your liquid D, you take your liquid D. Like it's really true, and it'll start to increase the immune system. So for everybody that wants to go take your liquid D, I'm going to put an alignment in there to increase your immune systems. And when I started learning this years ago, and I started doing that at this time of year as well, I didn't get flus and colds ever again in the fall. And I stopped saying it was because the kids went back to school and they were sharing germs, because that's actually, you can get through it if you understand the energy and incorporate that. Well done. How does that feel?
It feels better. Yeah. I just, you know, I've been working a lot, and I have some plans to work a bit more this week before I go back to work.
Yeah. So, well, take it easy with the body. Allow the shifts to go through and watch. There'll be some change in transition there. So you should have a lot more strength. Drink the water, and you should notice within about 24 hours your body should be feeling better.
Oh, thank you, okay. Tracy.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. Lots of love.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Lots of love to you. Love you. Bye.
All right. We have Deborah on the line.
Yep. Deborah from Mississauga. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. How are you? What is your question today? Good. What would you like shifted?
My question is, are you able to help me lose weight?
Yeah, well, the energy of weight is a big one. It's a huge one. I always do classes on this. And usually where we'll start to move for you is the energy of weight is always, and I know this one too, because I actually lost over 20 pounds in the last year. And I'm tall, so I hold it well, yes. But when the energy was coming off, there were also emotions that I had picked up as well that I had to deal with. And I know this very well from over the years and dealing with people with the energy of weight. So what we carry usually, there's a few things going on in your body. So when we start to expand, a lot of times there's a few things that we help. So you can tell you're very sensitive and empathic. So you also expand and hold energy for other people around you. That's one thing that starts to happen. You can also see, so we can start to release the emotions. So there's also other emotions that people that don't understand how sensitive you actually are, you've turned that energy inwards. Again, body needs to expand. So where we're not so kind to ourselves throughout our life, this goes back a long time. Did you do a lot of diets on and off throughout your life? Different
yes,
ways?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, because you can see that.
And then I lost weight, and then I put it back on.
Yeah, and a lot of times
invincible and.
Yeah. And what happens when we lose the weight and we put it back on, it's because we're still running, and I'll start to disconnect some of this programming for you. We're still running with the emotions as to why we put it on and where I'm going to start to release some of the energy out of the body. And what I need you to do is start to go back and say, okay, because you got a lot of comparison energy, we're going to get rid of that. And then ideals around not just around health of body, because all bodies are different, but sort of with this comparison energy and taking on everybody else's information, your body just started to expand. And then you didn't feel as good about yourself. then there's a lot of heaviness. There's those periods of up and down of the depression that kind of sit into the body. Again, then it expands and these emotions hang on to the system. So your job is I start to remove this energy out of the body and strengthen you to losing and gaining weight. The reason I have to increase your body to lose and gain weight is you don't take loss very well in your life. So when you lose the weight as well, you can see your body panics. What am I losing? So you see the energy of losing isn't just about losing weight. What else have you lost in your life? What did you feel like you lost?
Opportunities. Exactly.
Yeah, friends. See how that's triggering? Because when you lost friends and family and opportunities and you felt like you missed out on life, that was all loss in your field. Can you feel that?
Yes, I'm crying right now.
I know, because we're releasing it out. And I'm thinking that I'm going to be letting that loss go out of your body. So when you lose the weight, and even for me, when I lost the weight, and because I was busy and I didn't really lose, but when I lost it, I can tell you, even myself, all this package came up around the emotions that, so the energy hadn't disconnected yet. And I was busy and working and helping everyone. I'm like, and I had this realization. I'm like, oh my God, I got to get rid of the energy now with what was holding on to the weight. That's what I'm doing with you. So mine was a little bit more surface that way because I'd already cleared out all the other stuff. So it went very quickly. For you, we're going to bring up all the areas of loss. And all I want you to do, if you can do this, even for the next week, is use the reset tool, take your God, reset, let go, on tapping the heart, and look at where were the areas that when that I lost stuff in my life and that devastated me and that didn't make me feel good everywhere. And I'm going to think that I'm going to push it into life to be really that loss is okay, that it actually means rebirth and change. Even though the body can feel the pain and the suffering, that we're going to change the perception a little bit in the body, that it can be rebirth and change. Your body got stuck in loss. Can you feel that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm going to let that shift. You do that, and then you're going to let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a lovely
day. Lots of love. You're welcome. All right, Carter, we have Evelyn on the phone.
Yep. One second there. Evelyn from Mississauga. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Evelyn. Do we have her there? Did we lose her?
Let's try that again.
Oh, we lost her. Okay, we can go to Femke.
All right. Femke from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Femke.
Hi. Oh, did you just cut off another call?
Yeah, we lost her, so we went to you.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Your energy pushed her out.
You know, I've been working with you for probably 8 hours or 8 years.
You were like long. You're rocking and rolling.
I feel like I'm on an extremely high vibrational level now consciously, but with that comes third eye opening and so much truth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you know that I opened my office in LA in November and you're aware of what I've been working on in fashion tech as it heals the earth and it heals humans. And, overnight, my life has changed, and I don't want to be negative. I'm staying in a really high vibrational state, but there are demonic forces trying to ruin me. I know I'm divinely protected, but this is very movie-like. They've spent over $120,000 US on trying to ruin me, taunting me, stalking me. They followed me. They almost abducted me from the Milan airport. They've drugged me. They've isolated me from friends and family. Like, it's gone to a level that I've never seen before. Do you know where this is coming from? Like, I do not want to sound like a crazy person, but this is really happening in my life, and it's really intense.
You know what? For people that's listening, you can say, oh, my God, it sounds like a movie. I've seen and dealt with this and heard it before. It's not. And what she's saying, actually, I know for people go, what? Is that even possible? I could tell you stories that would make this look like nothing. So, what happens is when we move into areas that are right now, because the old and the new are really pulling apart, as you're aware and you follow my stuff, it's pulling apart big time. So you're in that cusp of that change, which literally changes systems. So you know how we talk about all the systems that are going to be changing? So government, banking, everything changes. Well, you're changing how we interact and how we communicate, especially with the technology you have and the stuff you've come through. And, you know, it's changing. So it's very cutting edge. And that brings up a lot of fear from the old. And so what's happening is those energies, I'm going to start to cut them off. You heard me say it, like new devil, new level, right? They all come out of the woodwork. I had people come out of the woodwork in the last bit. But then it comes, it's like, wait, we don't want this technology to come through. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove the accumulation of that, like you said, any more of the old lifetimes, past lives, fear, where you were in the cusp of change. And then that just brings in that sort of yin yang energy where you're like, what are you doing? What's happening? Why are you here? Right.
Yeah. Like so, I have this, it's weird. I have this amazing energy and I'm not afraid. Like they've broken into my home. They've
smashed mirrors. It's past life energies. You also have to understand frequencies when they come from other places can still be within the body. Right. So the more you stay and you're doing really good, grounded and centered and understanding, okay, this has its reason. I understand you're getting really good at that because you can see, but I am going to remove some of that past issue because that does come up as, even though the mind can say I'm okay, it still signals a little bit of trauma in the body. So we want to pull it out of the body for the frequency to leave so they can get distracted, meaning we have to turn other people around. So I call it like dropping mirror boxes almost, where we put mirrors around energetically around people. And what happens is it moves the energy away from you so they can be distracted with other people, other places. But to understand, you look like you've got a couple more months of the foundation being nice and solid, and then new partners come in that actually kind of lift you up. So that looks like more money, more people like that really are behind you that will make this sort of go away. And that's
do you know where this is coming from?
You mean in terms like the dark energies?
Yeah,
because it's a frequency. There's a whole bunch of dark energies and high corporations, especially, that do not want the change and transition. It'd be no different if you came out tomorrow and said, oh, I just had a weird deja vu. You came out tomorrow and you said, you know, I've got that 100% cure for cancer. You like, come on, you know what would happen, right? So, and it legit had it. You're kind of in that same vibration, but what we're just going to do, because you've attracted some higher level people that look like they are watching what you're doing. And that's what this unfolded. Like, okay, you know, like it is a cosmic.
Yeah, exactly. But they're trying to scare me and stalk me, and they've tried everything and nothing's worked. It's really weird. I have this energy where I'm not afraid. They've even entered my home and I'm not afraid at all. Like there's nothing that they can do. I feel like I'm completely
You are. You've got a big guidance around that. And it's just sort of like, okay, so they're basically saying, cut them off, move them around. We're going to give them no more attention, move you even stronger in your direction. So we point you just about 15 degrees, a little bit more stronger in the direction that you're going. And that actually increases for you for the strength. So you should start to see that dissipate very quickly. So let me know how that's feeling. Okay.
Okay.
I love it.
Thanks for keep going.
You're doing amazing. You have changed your world night and day. I'm so proud of you. Okay. Have a great day.
Yes, I just want to keep it going. And have a different direction now of healing the world and healing all of us. So.
And keep going because you're right on path. I got chills. You're right on target. So don't give up because you won't.
This is where you are. Sounds good.
All right. Lots of love.
Lots of love to you too. Okay. Bye.
Bye, sweetheart. All right. We have Norm on the phone.
Yep. one second. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. We're busy today.
Yeah. All right. So we have Norm from Burlington. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Norm.
Hi. I made it on the show. That's great.
Nick of time.
So, Tracy, I don't have so much have a question, more as a testimonial on the business side of things.
Okay.
As you know, I was fortunate to be part of the Evolutionary Program this year.
Yes.
Over the last 4 or 5 years, my business partner and I have been working on trying to spawn this new business. And finally, during the course of the program, our business started. And we developed this foundation, this business concept. And things started to unfold from there. And it is to the point now where people are starting to come to us and say, you know, we really want to, you know, do business with you guys and so on and so forth. And other business associates are bringing other people to us. And so, you know, the future is very bright. And, you know, I just wanted to thank you for this and, you know, thanking God for bringing all that to me in my life. And, you know, along with the miraculous realm every day, getting the support and the reminder of, you know, trust, no, believe, the tools has been really tremendous in just removing the blocks and mental limitations and just knowing that it's done and it's just a process that is currently unfolding. So you know,
I want to thank you for that. And if I can ask you, you know, you did go through the evolutionary program, which is 90 days intense with me. I'm changing it again. We start again in September. Really moving through, we're going to be doing things a lot differently, but still fun. I would say, people say, how do I get your full attention? I'm like, that's the program. But because you went through it, for listeners that are like, well, what makes a difference? Would you mind just sharing with our listeners, what was it about the evolutionary program? One, why did you want to go through it? And two, what did you notice was the difference with that program from things you've been through before?
Oh my goodness. Oh gosh. Where do I start? Well, you know, having, you know, the focus every week, you know, around 4 hours or so of, you know, dedicated attention and info and discussion and feedback. As you know, in the process, we, you know, share what's happening in the process and our learning process with you on a weekly basis, and getting the direct feedback from you and getting the support and the clearing on specific areas that we talk about in the feedback with you. So it's really specifically tailored to our current situation, what's happening on different levels of our lives, whether it's, you know, relationship or financial, spiritual, and so on. All these things that come up along the way, you know, we release stuff because of the clearing and so on. It will move stuff in our awareness, in our field. And by getting that direct support on a, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, that's really invaluable. And that's really what has put us over the hump here in terms of the business side of things. And, you know, so that is truly a big difference. It's not just talk. It's really also removing, you know, the mental, psychological, physical limitations that are in our field that you are helping us get rid of. So it's a completely different experience, completely different level of support. And the results really, you know, it's the proof in the pudding, so to speak.
Yes.
That's really the bottom line here. There's nothing like it, you know, that I've come across, you know, in the coaching world. So, you know, I'm very privileged. And, you know, I have to thank you and God for that.
You know, I really appreciate your words and for people to hear that, because it's hard to explain, but yeah, it's hands-on. It's not a bunch of canned notes and a bunch of canned space. It's just hands-on. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate your feedback. I appreciate you calling in as always. We love to hear the testimonials, and everybody take that if you want to take that into your world. So thank you, Norm. Have an incredible day. I can't believe we're already at the top of the hour. I know we still had, we'd lost Evelyn. So if you want to call in next week, Evelyn, and be at the very top, we're going to take you first. I'm going to make a note. I'm sorry because we lost you there in translation and we're done. But again, thank you guys. Next week, another call-in show. We're going to shift your energy and give you another topic that we can start clearing on. But check us out, tracylclark.com. Like Norm just said, the evolutionary program, I started again in September. It's very intense for 90 days, but I stay with you. If you really want that change, that's where you want to be. It's not canned. It's not notes. It's full on reprogramming your habits, your body, your soul, your life. We've run through it 3 times and people have really had these incredible results. And that's what it speaks, like Norm says, and it keeps unfolding and it keeps staying with you. And we want to see you change and you change your life. But if it's like, I just can go baby steps, the effortless realm, where I will give you a new program every Monday in your inbox to help you shift, tracylclark.com. But it's here on Transformation Talk Radio. It's just for our listeners so you can get that special gift, because we're really building a place for change and transformation. And that's what it's about, going together, growing together, and understanding that even if something's coming up in your life, you're not alone. You're not crazy. It's good to do something different. You're never, ever alone. That's what it's about. So thank you again for joining us this week. Make sure you get ready to call in next week right here on Transformation Talk Radio or wherever you listen to us. And may you have a continued blessed day. And remember, you're blessed to be a blessing. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.